Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
SansPants Radio, you owe me therapy money.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 12 of Zombie Plagues Chult. Before this time...
Conga line? Are we doing a conga line for safety?
Adam, is it a safety conga?
Is it conga through the Congo for us?
Come on, baby, let's all do the conga so we don't get eaten by the dragon or get lost inside this jungle. Everybody, come on, everybody, let's go.
All six of you stare at the dragon wormling in its might. It is about the size of a cat.
Which part are we not to talk about? Was it that we killed a dragon wormling? Was it that we prayed? Is it that you are religious?
They are humans, people eating the flesh of a zombie that they have brought down.
These guys seem nice.
Some of them would definitely be wearing clothes that it would appear they've taken from dead adventurers.
I hope they feel embarrassed as they die. They're like, oh no, I lost the fight and I die hungry.
Wow, holy shit, they're fighting to the end. As the cannibal starts trying to run away, he slowly stumbles forwards onto his knees and hands and dies vomiting blood. There's two fleeing cannibals left, Tiffany and Flask.
Okay.
They are running away.
You can leave them if you want.
Witch bolt again. I stay sitting, but witch bolt again.
You switch targets and bathe a different one in witch bolt.
Yeah.
Dealing only swim. 4 points of damage. You hurt the cannibal, but you don't bring him down.
That's fine. You just get more hurts because that's what you gave me.
What do you want Flask of Wine to do? Keep plugging?
Yeah.
Flask of Wine puts two arrows in the retreating back of the one that you just bathed in electricity, finishing him up. One cannibal left to tell the tale.
Is he gone yet?
It's their turn. He turns and sprints, dropping his spear as he goes.
Is he still running?
Yeah.
Can I still see him?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah, I'd like to draw my longbow. I aim it at his back. I lied. You ain't my friend.
Jesus. You plug him twice. You deal 19 points of damage. You bring him down. The last of the cannibals is dead.
It's a trick. He thought he was going to get away. He had a bit of hope.
The cannibal that you first attacked, that you first incapacitated, still moaning and crying in pain. Vaughn lifts one of his boots and crushes it.
Yes.
Hey, Vaughn. Fist bump.
Vaughn gives you a fist. Vaughn's arm extends out shockingly quickly, stops right before yours, and then bam.
Oh, I love him so much.
Oh. Next time he attacks, can we invite the enemy to feel the scorn of Vaughn?
Get a good boy card. That was all right.
Just going to write that down, Cass.
So.
Did we get some experience from that fight? And
I'm about to look it up.
Oh, yeah.
You both get 300 experience points.
Hey.
Well, it
tastes like victory.
Oh, a bit of growth.
You find 6 gold and 50 silver among their corpses, plus 18 spears, leather armor on some of them that you really just don't want. Yeah, it's not that it's bad craftsmanship.
It's just probably, bad vibes.
Yeah, it's probably all right craftsmanship. You just don't want to wear leather armor that has a face in it.
Does it look cool?
You can't even wear armor. What are you talking about?
It's true, I can't.
By the way,
it's a blessing and a curse.
It does not look cool. It looks very distinctly uncool.
No way.
I'm just making a list of face/body wrongs. I'm going to say missing cheek, missing chunks. Were they properly eating or were they just trying to attack me? Were they eating me or were they?
They were eating you. They were getting feed.
Okay. I can't reach in and pull out my bits.
So if you want to continue, you will take a level of exhaustion because it's raining heavily.
No, we're
sleepy time.
We're stopping. You want to take a break, Horns? You went through a bit of a thing.
I would really like that. They were eating me.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I looked back down at... I don't know if it is clear on audio, but we were properly acting it out, me just sitting there and every now and then just looking down. You'd be like, haunt? What? What? I'm sorry. It's just that they were just... Oh, no, I'm sorry. But they were eating.
All of your guts are back where they belong.
I mean, the parts that I still have.
I'm missing parts. You return out, all right?
I stick my arm out.
I tap the back of my head so my fake eye falls out.
Ta-da. See, now we match.
I knew that, right?
Yeah.
I knew
that. Yeah, you did.
So every now and then I'm like, ooh, does Cass know that or does Teeth know that?
You need to dig into your rations. You cannot find any game or food to eat.
Eating people seems fine. I am so kidding.
I assumed. Yeah, you hunt as well as you can. You would think, Pop, you would imagine that it would be probably something to do with the undead or the necromancy in this area. But nothing that can sustain life grows or wants to live here.
Oh, I guess we're eating garbage.
You eat from your rations. Not a big deal, but not something you want to be doing a lot of.
No. Well, this was yum.
Shotgun first watch.
All right.
Shotgun big sleep. Shotgun well-earned rest.
All right. Your shift goes uneventfully.
And we just wake up the next day?
Yep.
And how is everything?
As you're packing up, Pop, you notice two things. You notice one of your basilisk eyes is gone.
Fuck.
And
you notice that in among your equipment, you find a deck of cards that is not yours.
What do the cards look like?
I mean, yeah, what do they look like?
The deck of cards has 15 cards. Do you start looking at them?
Yes, Adam.
As soon as you draw...
Fuck!
You draw a card. The card is the Jack of Hearts. As soon as that happens, a being materializes in front of you. In shock, you drop the card. The card hits the ground, and the person, stands before you. They're not a human, but human-esque. The person has a soft, kind-looking face and like a dusky grey hue to them. The dusky grey hue is broken only by a deep red nose, deep red cheeks, and deep red pointed ears. The person has greenish hair, which is slightly slicked back, but just from like lack of maintenance. Like someone who doesn't look after their hair just pushes it back. Yeah. They're wearing tan bark and leaf armor, have a big backpack, and by their side is a small, kind-looking dog. The person smiles at you.
We all see this, yeah?
Yep.
I jump up right next to you.
What in the name of grateful fuck is this?
Hello.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
What the fuck were you doing in my bag? What the fuck? Who are you?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Who are you?
You just came out of a deck of cards.
I'm a druid local to this area.
Why did you just come out of a deck of cards?
What do you mean?
I pick up the card that I just dropped. I drew this card.
As you pick up the card, the figure jerks and follows the card.
I move the card to the right.
The person is dragged to the right.
I put the card in my left hand and I move it to the left.
Follows the card.
And the dog?
The dog is dragged similarly.
Are you okay?
The person doesn't react to that, as if it's not happening.
What's your name?
I'm just a druid local to the area. I don't know. I guess I don't have a name.
I, holding onto this card, pick up one of the other cards.
You pick up another card?
Yeah.
All right. Remember that the card...
Jack of Hearts, right?
Jack of Hearts.
Oh, no, it's blank now. You pick up the next card. The next card is the King of Hearts. The person dematerializes, just disappears. Now, materializing from the next card that you drew, a knight and four guards. The knight is resplendent, beautifully bedecked, clearly armor made for show, not for combat. The armor is silver with a gold inlay stamped into it. He bears a shield with a crest upon it. The crest is two swords crossed over, with a laurel wreath around them. His four guards around him look to be maybe squires. They are similarly bedecked, but not nearly as well. They're wearing leather armor, though they have emblazoned a similar sign upon their shields and upon their armor. The knight pushes back his helmet, and you see golden locks falling out and about him. The knight looks down at you and says, "Hail, citizen. How may I help you?"
Fuck.
We're about to fight in a war. Will you fight for us?
Of course.
Stop with the cards. We only have 13 left.
I hold onto the card that has a knight in it, and I tuck it into my hat.
All right.
Does he stay materialized?
He stays materialized before you.
I put the rest of the deck in my back in my backpack.
All right. I pick up the blank card. Nothing happens, nothing. Right?
Whatever magic was upon the card has been discharged.
My name's Tiffany. How are you? I shake hands with every single squire.
As you reach out to the first squire, your hand passes through them.
I wave instead.
Tiffany, you see them for what they truly are, an illusion. They are not material or real.
What?
You can now kind of see through them. They appear translucent to you.
So knight, would you please assist me in lifting my leg? It grows heavy.
Well, of course, m'lady. He dismounts from his horse and approaches you. How far are you from Pop?
Like right next to him.
All right. He dismounts from his horse and approaches you. He reaches out and tries to grab your leg. As he does so, his hands pass through you. Pop, you, are you, Pop, his hands pass through Tiffany, but your mind kind of like has a weird disconnect. You just justify it. You still think the knight is real, your mind justifies what just happened.
Right, why the fuck are you asking him to pick up your leg?
It's... Shake his hand.
No, I shake my hand.
The knight reaches out. Of course, my lord.
Pop Mandarin.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Sir Pop.
Not Sir Pop.
Your hand passes through his and you have a weird disconnect. Hang on.
I just want to look at Tiffany like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's going to be fun, me refusing to believe you that these aren't real.
As soon as your hand passes through him, you realize he's an illusion.
Oh, right.
On second thought, knight, that war is later. Are you okay to accompany us through the forest?
Of course, m'lady.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to have these new allies. I'm sure our enemies will fear them.
Yes, I'm sure
enemies will fear them. Over the course of the next few minutes, every member of your party realizes they are illusions. If you tell them,
I invite everyone to shake their hand.
All right.
Everyone, shake the hand of a squire and see what
they are about.
see what new friends our enemies will fear.
Flask just doesn't get it. I don't understand. He's ghost hands.
You can never show Flask that deck of cards. You can never show Flask
It's gone. He's seen the card in my hat, but he wouldn't take.
Artist Simbra doesn't need to shake the person's hand. He deduces it himself. Quasha and Flask of Wine need to shake. Oh, sorry. Actually, no, it's Dragonbait who doesn't need to shake. Everyone else needs to shake their hand to deduce that they are illusions.
You got a name?
I am a knight in these fair lands.
And you have a name?
I am a knight in these fair lands.
Lovely. Your name is Sir Bucket.
I am a knight in these fair lands.
Fuck.
What's your name, Sir Knight?
I am a knight in these fair lands.
May we name you?
I am a knight in these fair lands.
Tiffany, if you ask him another question and he says, I'm a knight in these fair lands, I'm going to find a way to make him corporal and break his face.
I just sort of nod because my plan didn't work. And that's no good.
Who the fuck took my eye?
Who would leave it? They left something magic.
I don't like it.
It seems like a tabaxi move.
I don't like it.
It seems like it's something a tabaxi would do. Right?
Tiffany?
Flask wouldn't, though.
No.
Flask. Flask's deck of cards. Didn't Flask have a deck of cards?
Yeah, he did.
That I didn't know about?
But they didn't look like this.
No, you would have gotten a better look at it. You know it's not the same deck.
Flask got a deck of cards. I've seen the entire contents of Flask's bag. He does not.
Where did you
get
this deck of cards?
I woke up and I found him in my bag. Someone had swapped one of my spare eyes for a deck of cards.
Sounds like Chowinga.
Yes, but this feels not as nice.
How is it not?
Well, I lost my spare eye. It would be like someone taking your big ball of soft and replacing it with something that was not a ball of soft.
That would be cruel. Mm. But Chowingas do not understand.
Big ball of soft. Just to myself.
This definitely feels like the act of a Chowinga.
All right, well, we'll hold on to this deck of cards for a bit longer.
All right.
I leave the knights out.
Oh, for yeah, sure. Leave them out.
As you move away from the camp, the knights disappear.
I've just got the card in my hat.
Yeah.
Is the card blank now?
Yeah.
How much time has passed?
It was movement-based, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, you feel it like it was movement-based. It was definitely triggered as you were walking away.
Well, I've got an idea for later, then. We'll just hope that inside this deck of cards is Vaughn's twin brother.
Artis asks, may I inspect the deck of cards? I know a little bit about magical objects. I could possibly deduce its function.
I'm only letting you look at these cards because you shot a man in the dick with an arrow.
Artis Simbra laughs at that.
I give him the deck of cards.
Artis Simbra looks it over as you're walking today. All right, so he's going to hold on to it just for a little while, but that's he right. does promise you that he'll give it back.
That's okay.
You continue on your journey to the city of Omu. On your way this day, your guide is going to lead you true, but fun fact, you have an encounter about mid-morning. Oh, boy. This is going to be good. This is another classic example of, man, don't you wish you could be polite or nice sometimes?
Yes.
Cass, Tom would like to apologize in advance.
That's all right, Tom.
Pops are apologizing for nobody.
That's okay. Tiffany forgives you. Oh, my God. Tiffany? Who in the shit is Tiffany?
Who the fuck? Where's Tiffany gone and what have you done with her, you socialite?
Oh, no. It's just fun to be beautiful and loved. Oh, my God. That's her dream.
Her dream is to be a woman named Tiffany who isn't purple and doesn't have horns or a tail.
She's a human. She's a human and she looks like her dad.
Pop's dream is to be a rock.
Is it possible for you to be any sadder?
Oh, it would be sadder if she knew how sad she was. Oh, no, it wouldn't.
No.
Then you could at least be annoyed for someone moping, but she's trying her best. Oh, Jesus.
Could you imagine if you, like, walked into some kind of spell that, like, the illusion made you look like the thing that you wanted to be most, like, to everyone else? So, like...
It would be.
It would be so heartbreaking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you know what would happen? Okay, so the thing I want to look like most is my father's daughter. So I'd be like, I look like him. And everyone's like, you didn't change. And I'd be like, it didn't work.
Oh! Skirting as close as you can around the infested undead areas of Chult,
Yep. You
every now and then you can still hear... Deep within, further into the jungle, you hear the telltale moaning, groaning, and shuffling sounds of hordes of undead.
Oh, here we go. Here comes trouble.
Oh, boy.
You know you are not too far away from them at any moment. And you know that at any moment, things could turn very deadly. Flask of Wine puts his paw up and brings your party to a halt. He gestures for you to get low and then makes like an eyes forward gesture.
Ooh, that's cool.
And you can tell that he's spotted something or someone. What would you like to do?
I get low.
Yeah, get low. To the window and the wall.
You can hear the rustling and movement of characters or creatures ahead of you. Are you just going to trust in Flask of Wine or would you like to get eyes on these yourself?
I think we should trust the guide, because if he's in front, we'll have a chance while he's getting attacked first.
I mean, that's a good...
If we get attacked, someone's got to get attacked first. If we ready our weapons so that we're ready, at least we're ready.
You continue to surprise me, Horns.
I ready my weapons, I guess.
I ready my weapon.
You hear... voices from up ahead. They sound not local, but maybe from the Sword Coast, which, Pop, you would know, Tiffany, you would not, but you, Pop, can pick them out as being not locals and potentially some sort of... maybe some sort of, like...
Mercenaries or
mercenary
something like that?
Group. Yeah, something like that. Sir, I see here... Well, the scout... informs me, actually, but apparently these are tracks, undead. They lead northwards, I believe. A horde, maybe no more than 50, but no less than 20. Ah, yes, yes, of course, of course, of course. Well, we'll need to track them, obviously, but we should maintain a steady distance. At some point in this conversation, you hear one of them refer to, presumably their leader, as Flame. They call him Flame.
Like as in F-L-A-M-E.
Like the fire.
That's not cool. Do they know it? Can we roll for perception to see if they know it's not cool? Do they say it with a bit of disdain?
Pop, you fancy that to be a title. And you would also know that a group called the Flaming Fist, the Flaming Fists, I think I've explained this before.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've run into them maybe once briefly almost.
Just as a quick refresher, they're a mercenary company based in Baldur's Gate and on the Sword Coast. Their members serve kind of as city guards. You would have seen them around Port Nyanzaru as along with the Zentai.
We were going to have to kill the guy who was friends with the Flaming Fist.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. The
when we refused to do many side quests.
Oh, wow.
They are one of the most powerful and expensive fighting forces in all the realms, and they're motivated primarily by the promises of riches and glory through victory. You're kind of aware that you're not sure who's contracted them or what they're on about, but they are trying to exterminate Chult of the Undead Menace, and they've not necessarily been having a lot of luck.
No, because they're fucking useless fucks.
I would assume, Pop, you would see them as pompous and annoying to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Big time wankers.
You wouldn't necessarily consider them hostile or evil or anything like that.
No, worse. Boring and thinking that they're nice.
Do I sort of know
you hear
as
that,
well?
But you don't know what flame means.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You would know that it's a name, probably.
What?
Flame.
What does that mean?
It's... If I told you that a group of people used the title Flame to describe a rank of something on a scale of 1 to 100, how pompous do you think those fuckers would be?
Look, I'm not really sure about social cues outside of my own kingdom, but I know you well enough to say they're the worst.
That's my horns.
What do they want?
I assume they're after the undead for some reason that would be...
If they're after the undead, then just leave them to... Better they attack the dead than us.
No, they're not going to attack us. They're going to probably lecture us, and that's infinitely worse.
Can't we just wait till they leave?
Sure, they'll probably see us anyway.
Ah, why aren't you whispering?
Flask of Wine turns around, looks both of you in the eyes as you're whispering, and gives you a very panicked look. He presses his paw up to his mouth in a shushing gesture, but... Before his finger reaches his mouth, you hear from behind him like a loud, low whistling. You know, the sort of whistle where two fingers go into the mouth? That sort of a whistle. You hear that from behind Flask of Wine, and he winces instead of shushing when he brings his finger up.
Oh, here we go.
The bushes start... rustling very heavily. You see presumably a local, a scout of some sort, backing away, the one who obviously spotted you. And then coming through the brush, a large group of... You can see the sigil of the Flaming Fist is kind of like an upside-down triangle almost, with a pattern of a flame and a fist within it.
That's cool, yeah. I wouldn't have guessed it was a fist on fire.
Not incredibly creative. But anyway, they're all bearing most of them are bearing the insignia. The scout obviously doesn't. He just wears leather armor, or actually probably fur armor. And there would be a cleric who does not wear... He wears, I don't know, the sigil of some obscure god, whatever. But
sigil the Gregory Burns.
Probably not Gregory Burns.
No. Oh, imagine. No. And you're just like, this is worse.
I'd kill the cleric.
With the cleric and the scout, though, are 8 presumably knights of the Flaming Fist and 1 obviously in charge, the Flame. Kind of a equivalent to a lieutenant or lieutenant if you're nasty rank.
We be nasty, Adam.
The nastiest rank of all.
Oh.
The Flame, presumably kind of like a loo or lieutenant rank, and 8 regular knights plus a priest plus a scout.
So what you're saying, Adam, is that this Flame fella is not the regular tenant.
No, he would not.
Good to know.
He would, in fact, be... you might even know who the regular tenant is. Fun fact, you do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, look, a lot of this is irrelevant information. Liara Porter, a blaze.
Oh my God.
With the Flaming Fist, commands the Flaming Fist out of Fort Belurian, just northeast of Port Nyanzaru. She's 47 years old and has held her post for the past 3 years here in Chult.
You know so much.
Yeah. To her, a posting in Chult feels like a test of metal, but to many of her subordinates, it feels like banishment.
Oh, I fucking love that. That, Adam, that knowledge is delicious, because you know what this flame is? He's a subordinate. He doesn't want to fucking be here. Oh, I can't wait to make him upset.
Something that you know that not many people on the streets of Port Nyanzaru know, Liara is in league with pirates around the coast.
Oh, Adam, you give me so much juicy information. I can use to upset a whole group of people.
Liara's spies in Port Nyanzaru furnish her... This is you know it as fact, but you really don't have any proof of this.
But I know this is definitely happening.
This definitely is happening, but you could not prove this. Liara's spies in Port Nyanzaru furnish her with ship manifests and departure schedules, which she passes to the pirates via a sending stone. You maybe got a Flaming Fist that you particularly liked. You met in a bar, you got him really drunk, and he told you this.
We agreed Chult was a shithole and we hate authority.
You hear the leader of this group of Flaming Fists. Hello there. Are you by any chance adventuring through Chult? You're not lost, are you?
No, we're on a picnic.
Oh. Does this picnic happen to have any official documentation?
Oh, yeah, it's right here. Oh, no, I left it at home when I was running away from all the zombies.
All right, open your packs.
Why?
If you want to adventure through Chult, you'll need special dispensation to do so. Any gear that you have will need to be confiscated.
How about I make you an alternative arrangement, Flamey boy? I know you don't want to be here. It's hot, it's sticky, it's awful, you'd rather be somewhere else, but your Blaze decided that this is where she wants to be, for whatever reason. I'm not going to say much about why she's here, but she wants to be here and you frankly don't. So I'm going to propose another solution for you. You just keep going after those undead and we'll keep going this way and that's it. You can live your life and get off this godforsaken hell rock a lot quicker.
A rare persuasion attempt by Pop Mandarin. Unfortunately, Pop Mandarin has not invested in his persuasion.
Let me just have a look at what it is on here.
Plus one, which, hey, is a positive still. Or alternatively, let me offer you another option.
Yeah, right, I'm listening.
Potentially, you could, if you so chose, submit to our inspection,
right.
Open your packs, yep. Have critical gear confiscated, and also gear that you have scavenged illegally here in Chult.
Cool.
And then could head to Fort Belurian. You could acquire a official documentation, and he looks at the Tabaxi, official guide, and then you could come back here.
Are you racist?
Am I racist?
I just saw the way you looked at my cat friend here. That's quite racist.
Your cat friend here is a wanted criminal.
Aren't we all wanted criminals?
No, he is specifically a wanted criminal for mail theft and also illegal solicitation of guide.
What's your name, Flame?
My name? Why, my name is Flame White Paper.
Your family must have hated you as much as they hated me when they named you.
White is spelt with a Y.
Of course it is. How about I make a counter proposal?
Mm-hmm.
You fuck off into the jungle alive.
Hands start reaching for swords.
Or you get to go back to Fort Belurian in a box.
Get a good boy card. Combat begins.
I'm sorry, Cass.
Fuck, that's going out in style. I'll tell you what.
I couldn't. I'm so
Who do you
sorry.
Want to fight with?
It's like the Flaming Fist, Adam.
I knocked all my dice away at the table. Who would you like to fight with? Which of your NPCs? Kasha. And Pop?
I will fight with Flask and, of course, Vaughn, who is just an extension of me. I assume they haven't seen yet, right?
Was Vaughn with your party?
Like, he was traveling with us, but if we're hiding, I would have made him hide.
Yeah. The priest waves a hand in front of you before anyone could draw weapons, but as people are drawing weapons. So obviously the fight has begun. The priest casts a magical spell. As he waves his hand, you see slight tingling of the air before him, and you can see an identical tingling of the air swipe before Dragonbait. Dragonbait, as he draws his weapon, you can see that he goes a little slack-jawed. The priest, as he completes his spell, says, "Kill the man next to you." Dragonbait turns and looks at Artis Simber.
It's the thing! It's happening, Cass!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, now that means all the other things out.
No. I was
Pop
so...
and Flask. And, of course, Vaughn.
White paper. Can I talk to him in a fight?
Sure, yeah, I'll allow it.
Yeah, cool. White paper. Gonna give you one last chance to go home of your own free will. Or my friend here is going to separate your head from the rest of your body. Vaughn, come to the party.
You hear crashing from the underbrush. Vaughn spends his turn just arriving on scene. Flask of Wine, if you need a refresher of his abilities. Flask of Wine has his short sword and his longbow. He can create a fog cloud, which can obscure you from ranged attacks. And he could, if he wanted to, become friendly with and see through the eyes of an animal.
Are there any animals he could do that with?
He could try and rustle one up.
Nah, you know what? Shoot the priest with the arrow.
I actually never thought about that, but he can actually just get an animal friend. Like, magically. Anyway, you want him to shoot some arrows?
Yeah, get him to shoot the priest.
How has he ever come across his own walking ball of soft?
A wombat. Wombats.
Walking ball of soft, Adam.
They are indeed soft. Two hits.
My turn was talking, wasn't it?
You could still act if you want.
No, I want to see what old mate's going to do.
Flask of Wine deals 18 points of damage to the priest, plugging in with two arrows. Both of them dig deep into the priest's front armor, into his, he wears chainmail, so there's no breastplate, but into the chainmail of his chest. And you're just going to talk?
I'm giving him another chance to leave.
Right. The knights all around him draw their weapons and charge forwards. Obviously, I assume you're defending yourself still.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm just going to stand there with my arms out. Yeah, fucking cut me, boys.
Oh, that's a lot of ones. Holy shit, that's a lot of ones.
Ah, did they all suck? Wait, was it me who sucked?
20.
Was I?
Tiffany, two of the knights face off against you. And Pop, two of the knights face off against you. The other four begin slowly fanning around, not needing to attack Dragonbait, but attacking Flask of Wine and Artis Simber. They score no hits on you, Pop. Your defense is just dazzling. You draw, drawing your hammer and sickle, you slowly back up, fending off attack after attack after attack after attack. You're fighting them on two sides, but on both fronts, you're holding your own kind of handily. Tiffany, on the other hand, you are not as well trained as either of these knights, and they immediately begin gaining ground on you.
Ah.
One of the knights scores a light hit against your leg, and you jump upwards and backwards involuntarily as a sharp, rapping pain. Feels like he breaks your ankle, maybe. The other knight slams his sword solidly into your chest and works it there. You healed 40 points from overnight, but you lost 20 hit points in this fight. You're on 30 hit points. Pop, you're on full, which is 102.
Ouch!
I'm a big boy.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that you could hear questions that no one ever thought to ask about pop culture you only kind of know, then do I have news for you. Plumbing the Death Star is a show by Zammit, Dusher, and Jackson where they, as my dad calls it, make a living while being a drain on society, like you, Adam. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad doesn't believe in entertainment, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star. Then it is Dragonbait and Ardecimber's turn. Dragonbait turns around and launches at Ardecimber.
Do either of us, are we too distracted to notice that the vision we saw is being recreated?
It's been a long time, but Pop, it doesn't look... Pop, you can't be sure. It doesn't seem 100% similar, but you don't know if you remember it that well. Tiffany, it looks... really strikingly similar.
I know it's all down to roles, but I think both of us, that is the first thing we think of when we wake up, or the last thing we think about when we go to bed. It's like, good night, good night. Oh my God, what if she was right?
You maybe even imagine, you're not 100% sure, Tiffany, but you maybe even imagine back when Nanny Poo Poo first showed you that vision. In the back of your mind, when you're watching this, you're like, did Dragonbait have a glazed expression on his face? Maybe.
I love the internal panic in your head at knowing that vision may be true.
Good night. Wow, I wouldn't be happy.
Ardecimber quite obviously is pulling his punches. He does not seem like he wants to kill his friend. Dragonbait is under no such...
illusions?
Has no such...
But he is under, such illusions.
And Dragonbait is definitely winning that fight. Tiffany and Quasha, what would you like to do?
Oh, I would like to use Entangle on Blaze so that Blaze can't do anything whilst
it would be Pop Flame. Be Liara Porter, who is in charge.
Is the more important one.
Yes.
But not the one here.
No.
I would like to use Entangle on Flame so that Pop may have a discussion. And I would like to attack, because there are lots of them, right?
There's 8 knights, 1 scout, 1 priest, and obviously the leader, the veteran.
Cool. I would like to use my green flame blade on the priest.
Oh, if you fight the priest, you'd be fighting alone, so you won't get your sneak attack bonus. Are you still okay with that?
No. I would like Quasha to gum up the priest, and I would like to attack the priest with green flame blade.
Green flame blade?
Green flame blade.
All right.
Always feels like I'm saying that wrong.
Quasha takes his staff and slams it into the ground. As he does so, you can see from where it hits the ground, vines, like snakes moving through water, jumping through the earth.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Beautiful, Adam.
They weave their way towards the priest, trying to wrap themselves around his legs. The priest says. He jumps up into the air, and the vines beneath him jump to try and grab him, but do not jump high enough. They fall back down, and the priest lands on top, unscathed. You move in, Tiffany, and Quasha moves in to back you up so that you can get your sneak attack.
Yeah.
You are both in front of the priest. Tiffany, you slash with your rapier, striking him twice. Once across the chest, and when he brings an arm up to defend himself, once across his arm. Both times, you attack like a vital organ or ligaments or maybe even an artery. Good. You do just everything within your power to hit something vital. As you slash his belly and slash his arm, you score a particularly good hit on his arm. Yeah. You worm your rapier into his artery in his arm and then drive your rapier straight up his artery. With a simple flick, you split his artery completely open.
Oh,
this is no good, but good for Cass.
He collapses very dead. The immediate blood loss just kills him.
Does the spell stop?
The spell would stop, yes.
Cass, well done.
Hey, so all we need to do is bust an artery for every vision.
Then
it was too scary. He like made that happen, but he's also a priest. We can't take any risks.
It's the veteran.
We'll kill the cleric at the wedding.
And the scout's turn.
Oh, the scout.
Yes, their local guide.
I could have talked to him in Chultian.
You could have. He shoots at Flask Wine, scoring two handy hits. Flask of Wine takes a shot to the thigh and a shot to the gut. Flask of Wine doubles over, and having already been attacked by the knights, Flask of Wine looks like he is in a dire position. Flask of Wine...
He's come back from worse.
...is probably not going to survive another round of this punishment.
Oh. Well, okay, maybe he hasn't. It's we don't know his life.
Odds or evens? Pop.
Let's go odds, baby.
All right.
Flask is dead.
Oh. Oh, we laugh, but no.
The veteran of the gauntlet draws a longsword and a short sword, moving forwards. As you bring up your...
Is this
your,
the flame guy?
Yeah. As you bring up your hammer and sickle, he, with a simple twist of his longsword, knocks your sickle aside, and with an upward cut of his short sword, he batters your hammer aside, leaving you completely open. He lowers both weapons and drives them forwards. He strikes you twice.
Oh, I've had worse.
He deals you 24 points of damage.
Is he real close to me, I guess?
Well, yeah, he'd be in melee range. Wow, he hisses at you. You should have submitted. Pop, it's your turn.
How long have we been in this jungle for? A long time?
Months, right?
On this particular track, you have only been here for maybe a couple of...
We've been here for ages.
Oh, yeah, you've been on Chult for ages.
Yeah, cool. So he said I should have submitted, and I would like to get real close to his face and be like, mate, I've been on Chult for months. I've died four times. You don't fucking scare me.
Vaughn, throw him in the jungle.
Ho, 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 ho! Throw him one way, throw the scout the other way, so he's lost.
Now the scout's a friend. Well, I could make the scout the friend.
Vaughn leans down to pick up the knight, but as he does so, the knight launches a dizzying array of attacks at Vaughn's hands.
Was that Vaughn failing or the guy being good?
It was both.
Can I re-roll Vaughn?
Sure. Vaughn's still going to fail.
That's a saving throw?
No, it's a skill check.
Succeed.
Succeed on a skill check. All right.
It's good teamwork, Cass.
Vaughn, ignoring the damage that he is being dealt, picks up the gauntlet member and throws him as hard as he can.
Oh, towards the zombie, like...
Oh, back deeper into the jungle.
Yeah.
He flies a solid 20 feet, landing in a heap and taking 5 points of damage.
Is he far away, though?
He's 20 feet away. Quite a sizable distance. He could get back to you on his turn, but
That's all he would be able to do.
Yeah, well, no, he still will be able to attack.
Nah. I'm gonna take a 10-foot step.
But it's, like, far. It is far. It's just horizontally far, not vertically far. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So should have made Vaughn throw him up into the air 20 feet. And he'd die on the way back down.
He might have been able to survive that one, to be honest.
That's all right. I'll do that when he comes close again.
You can if you want. You are still fighting two of the knights, Pop, and you have your entire turn plus Flask of Wine.
Awesome.
What would you like to do?
Where's the guide?
The scout?
Yeah, the scout.
He'd be like up the back of their formation. Basically,
can he see and or hear me?
Yes.
I speak to him in Chultian. Whatever they're paying you, I'll pay you more.
All right, I'll make that, if you want, I can make that a persuasion. It seems more of a persuasion check, to be honest.
Than what, an intimidation
check? Yeah, it's kind of not really an intimidation. You're genuinely offering him money. I make it with advantage because Vaughn just fucking threw him, but I think it's more of a persuasion than
that's
an intimidation.
Okay, that's okay.
Well, you'll have to see what he does on his turn.
I haven't done any fighting.
No, you have not.
And
what would you like Flask of Wine to do?
I want Flask of Wine to get behind me.
All right. Well, Flask of Wine's behind you. He could fire at one of the knights if you want, or just hold his action.
I just don't want him to die.
Right. Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, he is on less than 5 hit points.
Hey, Flask. You know that superpower you got? Get the fuck out of here.
Flask turns around and starts sprinting away. As he sprints, you see a golden aura begin to descend upon him, like a halo almost of light. His footprints... And then he's moving like a, you wouldn't know what a train is, but like a fucking out of control freight train sprinting away from
that
you.
Looks like, well, if I tied 11 horses together, I made them go very fast. And to let other people know the horses were nearby, they would all neigh very loud.
Get a good boy, guard. That's all right.
That's so brilliant.
Yay. That was your turn. It's the knight's turn. Two of them are going to fight.
How many knights are there?
There's eight.
Oh, fuck,
quite
so
a few.
Many.
Yeah, they're...
Did me throwing the guy away do anything to...
He's not dead, and they still outnumber you.
But I have we have a big boy, and Cass killed a man in one hit.
Death is delicious.
All right, we'll have a couple more rounds of combat, and then we can renegotiate your position.
Okay.
Of intimidation. So one hit is scored on you, Pop, Tiffany. Oh, that's a crit. Only one hit, Tiffany, but it's a critical hit. And then...
That's really bad. I'm not very strong.
No.
Could do this.
Then Dragonbait and Artis are now back in the fight properly. Dragonbait's doing all right. Artis Simber, after his fight with Dragonbait, isn't doing so well against one of the knights. And
he's got a ring of snow.
Well, he's not really had a proper turn yet. So, first things first. 9 points of damage to you, Pop.
That tickled.
You feel one of the knights slashing at your arm, and after his sword is completely lowered, you see slowly forming a long, thin line on your arm, going from maybe halfway up your upper arm. I don't know what you call that part.
The shell.
The shell. Halfway up there, down along to your forearm.
I've got a better one, Adam. Mm-hmm. It's the sheltoid.
It's the down along your sheltoid, halfway up it, onto your forearm. 9 points of damage. Then, Tiffany, sliced tendon. Your speed is reduced by half for a d6 rounds.
But the damage I receive, what's to say about that?
Your movement speed drops to 15 for 6 rounds, and you take 12 points of damage. As the knight slams his body into you, knocking you back a step, and another one slices down at your leg. You feel his sword bite into the back of your heel, and you feel a snap as the tendon parts.
Gosh, that's bad.
Then it is Dragonbait and Artis Simber. Dragonbait lets loose on one of the knights. He scores a decent hit, dealing 14 points of damage. Artis Simber... This looks pretty dire. Artis Simber's going to bring out the big guns.
Oh, bang, bang.
Artis Simber levels his hand, and out of it, a small sphere, kind of looks like a rolling ball of many different large, what are they, snowflakes. Snowflake bursts out of it.
Snow chips.
Do you mean a snowball?
No. They're like all of the little individual flakes are large enough that you can see them quite clearly as they pass.
Guys, why have we never talked about this before? Adam, is Artis Elsa from Frozen?
Let it go. Let it go. Don't talk about that anymore, please. So the ball of rolling snowflakes moves almost lazily past some of the knights. At first you think Artis has just missed. But then...
What the fuck, Artis?
But
you've
then,
just missed.
But then when the ball lands behind the knight, it explodes like a ball of fire, but instead just pure ice. In a wave, all of the vegetation immediately freezes solid completely. A tree is completely laid barren by the spell, and the energy washes upon the backs of three of the knights, who each of them take 44 points of damage.
Oh.
Holy fuck.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna steal that ring.
Then
steal it so much.
Put it in the museum. Dragon bait. Got his hit. Tiffany and Quasha. What would you like to do?
I would like to. Quasha and I will go and attack the nearest knight, the nastiest knight.
Well, you are already facing off with one of them, so you fight that one.
Oh right, yeah, they came and attacked me.
Like Tiffany, you miss, but Quasha gets a critical hit.
Plus D12 to an attack roll.
Yeah, that could work.
I'm frightened of dying because I might.
Look, hey,
it's happened before.
That's a hit. So I'm going to do Quasha's attack first. He attacks with a scimitar, vexing cut, double damage, and the target must make a DC 12 Constitution saving throw. On a failed save, the target cannot take reactions until the end of your next turn. Double damage is nice, but the knight will save that constitution saving throw. And Quasha deals that knight 10 points of damage in his attack. Do you use Green Flame Blade?
I would love to use Green Flame Blade.
But
but I want to use Witch Bolt instead.
Witch Bolt, Adam, I'd like to Witch Bolt the knight.
But which
you know what I love is that this whole fight I've been trying to negotiate when A, that is not my skill set, and B, if I attack on my first turn, I get 4 attacks.
Yeah.
I've missed that opportunity now, but.
Sometimes it's nice to spice things up.
Variety is the spice of life.
Bam!
You deal 34 points of damage.
Wow, that's more than I have.
Mm-hmm.
Surely this fucker's dead now.
Nope.
Ah, cool.
He got 44'd and then 34'd. Oh, wait, unless he wasn't...
He got 10, then 34'd.
He was one of the ones who got hit with the ice.
Yeah, he's not one of the ones that got hit with the ice.
Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding.
Quasha slashes from the front, battering the knight along several exposed sections of his full plate armor, while you, coming up from behind, put a hand on his shoulder and, using that as leverage, drive your rapier straight into his back. You are very certain you have pierced his heart.
This is good news.
Pop, the scout knocks, draws, and fires 2 arrows in response to what you said. One of them misses, but the other one strikes you in the lower gut. You take 5 points of damage. You don't think your gut is pierced, but that arrow is worrying you almost immediately. And actually, you were right last turn. Their leader, the flame, stands up and sprints towards you. But that's his turn. Then it is your turn.
Great. Well, I'm angry now. I announced that to the scout who shot me with the arrow. Angry now. On my turn, I would like to instruct Vaughn to throw the man 20 feet again.
The same person?
Yep.
Cool.
And on my turn, I'm going to kill the nearest person.
Vaughn handily picks him up and throws him again.
My favorite thing in the world.
Ooh, does a lot better this time.
Oh, he's learning.
He goes 30 feet this time instead of 20.
He can't get back near me yet.
And takes 9 points of damage.
What's the opposite of fetch?
Yeah, that's what I'm making him do.
You blind with the first attack, brow slash, double damage, and the target is blinded until the end of its next turn. And, oh, actually, that means, sorry, your next 2 attacks were going to be a miss, but because it's blind, you make those rolls at advantage. Second attack, a hit. Third attack's still a miss, unfortunately.
What if I pass a D8?
You would probably just want to spend that on a reroll, to be honest.
I'll spend it on a reroll, Adam, because I probably rolled a 1.
Second critical hit.
Yay!
Fucking good job.
I assume this was one of the knights that was attacking me, I guess.
Holy shit. All right, so brow slash. Double damage, and the target is blinded until the end of its next turn. With your first attack with the scythe, because they are wearing full plate armor, you, instead of a proper brow slash, you just jam as hard as possible, just with brute force through the gaps, the little slits that he sees out of. You slam your sickle into that hole. Then you bring your hammer hammer up and down onto your sickle, hammering your sickle in. You spin your hammer around. With the other end, you drag your sickle out, and then you fucking do it again.
I told you I was angry now.
Who are you speaking to?
Just quietly to myself.
They've all died. No one can hear you.
Might not kill him, to be honest.
Oh.
No.
Didn't roll particularly well.
Then I'd like to step out of the way, and he just can stumble blindly away. Bye.
It's only for his next turn.
Bye. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Stumble into Lake Luo. It's hot.
You deal 39 points of damage.
That's pretty good. And he's blind.
And he is blind, yes, until the end of his next turn.
I want to yell at the flame guy just also.
He's going to keep throwing you unless you walk away.
Oh, Flask of Wine? Oh, Flask of Wine.
I've told him to retreat. I'm not going to make him do
anything. It is the knight's turn. None of them have been downed yet.
Oh, what's this? Vaughn Cure Wounds.
What does it say?
I've got a note that says Vaughn Cure Wounds. Oh, I put spells in Vaughn.
Oh.
You just put a spell in Vaughn.
Yeah.
Is that spell in Vaughn right now?
Yeah, I believe you gave him the trigger to use it on the in the event of your demise.
That's right. If I'm about to die, use Cure Wounds.
Cast as well, or just...
I think I said both.
I think it was both.
No,
I think
you just said you. Sorry,
you know what? That's on brand.
Yeah, no, that checks out.
It really just is.
I mean, I have saved you a few times, just saying.
Will Pop's selfishness and rudeness spell Tiffany's death? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.